Turn to the book of Ecclesiastes in chapter 3. I want to notice just for a moment a passage that is very familiar to many of us. Even those who are not Bible students have heard these words for years in a popular song. In chapter 3 of Ecclesiastes, in the very first verse, if in fact this is Solomon, who is the preacher who writes this, he makes one statement and he repeats it twice. Now look carefully at this very first verse. He will say the same thing two different ways. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Now, often I overlook that and then I went straight into a time to be born, a time to die, etc. But as he prefaces these words, he shows us and he gives us a parameter within which all of these words fit. And that parameter is they are all done under the sun. This is not something that is found after the world. This is a part of the world, in the world, because of the world. Now, we obviously don't have time to look at every one of these. We'll read it very quickly, and then I'm going to make two points. Verse 2, a time to be born, a time to die. Time to plant, time to pluck what is planted. Time to kill, time to heal. Time to break down, time to build up. Time to weep, time to laugh. Time to mourn, time to dance. A time to cast away stones, time to gather stones. A time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain, time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. What I have done when I have preached this section, I have collected them and rearranged them into three groups. The first group, and we won't look at each one of them, but basically it's start and a finish. There's a beginning and an end. And however you look at it, a time to be born, a time to die, there is a natural starting point for every chapter in our life. Because as you look back on your life, if your life is like mine, and I'm confident it's no different, we look at the moments in our life when something important has happened. And oftentimes we don't recognize it because there's no background music. You know, when you watch a movie, the music gives you the clue. Don't open that door. Don't go in that door. Don't go there, because the music is telling you something ominous is behind it. Maybe there's another time when, oh, this is good, this is good. Can't you hear the music? Because the music now sets the emotional tone for us, for the good or the bad. And in life, we don't have that background music. And every one of us of age can look back at moments in our life when we didn't notice it at that time, but it was a watershed moment. A decision was made where we took that proverbial fork in the road, where we went this direction or that direction. And when we did that, we closed out a chapter in our life. And that's what our life is. If it is a book, it is a book full of chapters. Some of the chapters of our lives are short and sweet. We wish they were longer. Other chapters in our life are far longer, and they are challenging, and they're filled with burdens and difficulties, but we get through that. And the thing we recognize in our life is that while we would like to skip ahead to chapter 20, we have to start at chapter 1, and we have to live every one of those chapters in succession. That's the way life is. Now, what all that means is, I believe this is what Solomon is telling us here. We have expressions, there's a time and a place for everything. Well, that comes from Ecclesiastes 3. And that's what our life is like. And then if we put this up on a board and we had all these lists, a time to do this and a time to do that, what you will recognize, and you can do this if you'll go home and write down the two columns of the first, a time to be born, a time to die, and let everything follow it. When you finish that list and you see these two columns, what you will recognize is the dynamic of life. You know what a dynamic is? It's the push and the pull. In physics class, in school, learn about thermodynamics, when cold meets hot. You know, we see that in the sky over Birmingham every day this time of year. There is a thermal reaction of hot and cold, and that's the dynamic. Now, what I'm saying is that is exactly what Solomon is describing in our life. It is the dynamic. There's a start and a finish. There's a push and a pull. There's a good and a bad. And we're constantly in this. 2016 started out great for a lot of people that I know. And within a few months, it just took a left turn into bad. And there are a lot of people who are suffering some difficulties. And that's nothing new. We've closed a chapter. We may be able to mark it on a calendar when we finish the calendar year of 2015 and now we start 2016, but unfortunately our life isn't that clean and that organized. We come along and all of a sudden something hits us out of left field, as we say, and we take a turn and now we're going down a road that we don't really want to go down, but we're going down it and we can't get off of it until we finish and get to the destination. To move, to do something else. And all of the dynamics of life, the push and the pull, the good and the bad, the heartache and sorrow, and the laughing, time to mourn, a time to laugh, all of those things are what Jesus is going to deliver us from. Because if you go back and read this list again, none of these things will be in heaven. None of them will be there. That's why I'm reminded again. Solomon told me, we're talking about things under the sun, under heaven. There's a time and a place. There's a start and a finish. Now, what that hope that gives me is that Jesus had a mission, and it started, and he continued. Even when it became so intense as he is praying in the garden, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. He's right in the middle of this mission, right in the middle of this chapter of his life, and he's got to finish it. It has to go to the end. So he's in the middle of this dynamic, this push and pull, the good and the evil that he is caught in between. And on the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He did not forsake him, but he pushed him to the end. To the death. And then he was buried. And while most of the disciples thought, well, this is the end. That chapter had finished. And now the new chapter, the last chapter, started. And that's the one of eternity. When he walked out of his tomb. And now is telling people, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. And as he shed his blood, gave his life, so that we could escape, be delivered from the evil and from the dynamic that is in this world, now we commemorate the very thing that delivers us. There is a time to be born, and there is a time to die. Thanks be to God that when that time to die comes, the Lord will be there waiting for us to take us home, because the book of our life has been completed. Now we go into eternity. Let's keep these things in mind as we commemorate the body and the blood of our Lord and Savior.